grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf. It stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself. It weighed not a penny, weighed more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born. It was always his treasure and his pride, but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life's seconds numbering, but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. Watching its pendulum swaying to and fro, many hours had he spent as a boy. In manhood and childhood the clock seemed to know, to share both his sorrow and joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a beautiful blushing young bride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life's seconds numbering, but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. When the old